You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. You know, Texas takes its food very seriously. If you doubt it, just refer back to that breakfast taco war between San Antonio and Austin a few weeks back. It's little wonder advertisers are keen to target Texans, too. Even the behemoth fast food chain McDonald's is trying to get an edge in the Lone Star State. They're currently baiting Texans to create the first official McDonald's Texas burger. We're not kidding here. What is a Texas burger exactly? Well, for that, we decided to turn to Dallas Morning News restaurant critic and editor, Leslie Brenner, who has all the answers to these burning questions. Leslie, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, David. Good morning.
I understand you have actually made an attempt at a McDonald's Texas burger yourself. What have you come up with?
Well, I was really excited when I clicked on this promotion and saw that McDonald's actually wants us to create the most fabulous Texas burger. So it offers you all these ingredients, and you choose and you build it. And it started out really well because, you know, among the, you know, first it gave us an artisan bun. I don't think so. There's a sesame seed bun. But, you know, then I saw Texas toast. So I thought, okay, maybe they really get Texas. This is going to be cool. So I choose the Texas toast. I look for the right patty. I chose the biggest one because, you know, we love our beef in Texas. And the more the merrier. It was, a third pound patty. Although I didn't see the choice of any kind of brisket patty, which would have been better.
Yeah.
But then I'm looking for the cheeses, and there's like American cheese and, I don't know, provolone and Swiss and all these different cheeses. And there's no queso. How can you build a Texas burger with no queso? This is just, you know, it baffled me.
When you say queso, what precisely are we talking about here? Are we talking about melted Velveeta or what?
I think we're talking about melted, you know, Velveeta melted with Rotel tomatoes in it. And, you know, I mean, doesn't that sound good on a hamburger, actually? Like, you could, it might be a little runny, but you could kind of think of it like a sauce, right? Like, instead of the ketchup, you know, you want mustard, which is definitely more Texas, and some queso.
Yeah, it's like Texas au jus or something, I suppose. Hey, I'm just playing along here. Why do you think McDonald's is targeting Texas specifically? Would this work in Kansas?
I don't know. You know, we're so colorful and we're so excited about being Texans, and, you know, and we're so much fun that I think they're capitalizing on our coolness probably. So, but, you know, it's so funny because I don't think they studied it really well. When you choose your background for, you know, the background you're going to put behind your gorgeous Texas burger creation, they have some really cool things. There's like an oil field, and then there's a gorgeous natural landscape that looks like it could be Big Bend. And then you get to one that's a desert full of saguaro cactuses, which last time I checked, I don't think we have anything like that in Texas. So that was pretty crazy.
I'm just curious as to whether or not you believe that this approach is going to work, or do you think Whataburger and DQ still have an edge in the Lone Star State?
Well, I think it might get, you know, it might get them some quick excitement, and people want to create something, and it's fun, and it's graphic, and it's about us being Texans. So, yeah, so I think it'll get some attention, but I don't think it'll have any legs. I mean, we have Whataburger. You know, why would people, when In-N-Out Burger came to Texas, people couldn't wait. Nobody talks about it anymore. They go to Whataburger.
Well, you know, Dunkin' Donuts recently announced it's going to make an effort to expand its footprint here. Yeah, what do you think the prospects are?
Well, you know, for breakfast, I think donuts maybe could be an appetizer for, you know, the main course, which is, of course, breakfast tacos.
Oh, well, absolutely. And, of course, there's always Shipley's if you've got a real hankering. Leslie Brenner is a restaurant critic and editor at the Dallas Morning News. Leslie, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.